Listeners to this programme may recall that on the 1st and 2nd of March gone by, I referred to Mr. Ben Gilroy. At the time, we were discussing a protest against public health restrictions that took place near St. Stephen's Green in Dublin. The protest was held on the 27th of February. The organisers of that event had planned a peaceful protest, but unfortunately, it turned violent. A rocket cannon firework was fired at a Garda. He and two of his colleagues were injured. You might recall I said Ben Gilroy was involved in organising that protest. Mr. Gilroy has since confirmed that he had no involvement whatsoever in organising the event. I accept what Mr. Gilroy says, and I would therefore like to apologise to Mr. Gilroy for my error. I also played a sound recording which was taken from the internet. In the recording, Mr. Gilroy says, and I quote, "Change is coming. The opposition are actually worse, so we need to get them out of there as soon as possible, and remember their maybe public tribunals at some stage with Gardaí of all ranks and even judges and others who may have to face such a tribunal. And I'm sorry, but I was just following orders is not going to cut it. And what's going on in the Department of Justice is an absolute shambles," unquote. I stated that Mr. Gilroy was commenting on the policing of the terrible scenes we saw. In fact, that recording was made by Mr. Gilroy on the 26th of February, the day before the protest was held. Mr. Gilroy was not, in fact, talking about how the protest was policed, but instead he was saying he believed Gardaí did not understand the 5-kilometre anti-COVID movement restriction and were enforcing it arbitrarily. I readily accept that Mr. Gilroy had no role whatsoever in organising the protest that was held on the 27th of February, and that he has never complained about guard conduct during the protest. I also acknowledge that I should not have invited comment from either Rory O'Murricu TD or Paul Murphy TD on the sound recording segment of Mr. Gilroy, given it did not relate to the terrible scenes of the 27th of February. I apologise unreservedly to Mr. Gilroy.